The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
If you have bought a plastic bottle in the last few weeks, you might have noticed the cap doesn't come off. The cap opens, all right. You can access what's inside, but the cap remains attached to the bottle. It is the latest move from the EU's Single-Use Plastics Directive. With me to discuss is Ian O'Doherty, columnist at the Irish Independent, and Colin O'Brien, coordinator with Voice. Colin, what's the rationale for this?
How's it going, Kieran? So the rationale is basically that the caps themselves, the plastic caps on top of our bottles or whatever else, account for a huge amount of litter. So a lot of the time people take the caps off and they'll put it into the recycling bin, you know, as you know, we should be doing. The thing is, however, when the bottle caps get to the facility that sorts out all the recycling, they're very small and can oftentimes pass through the machines and the people sorting through the waste and don't actually end up getting recycled and will end up, you know, being sent off for incineration or whatever else. So that's one part of it. Another part is just trying to cut down on the amount of plastic pollution that we have generally in Ireland and Europe and across the world. And this is a small little action. Ireland, of course, every action we take is small, but we can only account for ourselves. And by keeping the caps on the bottles, we'll at least keep them in the recycling stream and keep them out of waste.
So
is the thinking behind it.
Much like the little restore symbol on our bottles that began to appear over Christmas, over the next few weeks, I assume we will see the old caps kind of disappear effectively as new stock emerges.
That's
onto
right,
the shelves.
Yeah.
And all plastic caps will be stuck on the bottles.
Yeah, so what you've seen is producers getting ahead of the legislation. So it's July 3rd, I believe, when it kicks in properly. But the producers who initially, when it was mooted a few years ago, were very much against it. Oh, this will be terrible, yada, yada. The EU weren't for turning. And so they got on board and they've come up with designs. Now, I've had my brother-in-law get on to me, go, what's going on here? God, it's another thing, this, that and the other. And, you know, I suppose it is another thing. But really, it's the annoyance it causes us, the trifling little annoyance, it is a way of just trying to cut down on plastic pollution, which is a huge issue, you know, domestically and internationally.
And that plastic pollution, I mean, beyond the aesthetics of it looking bad, I mean, what's the environmental consequence of it? You know, we often hear about these things like microplastics, for example, in our oceans, in our food chains, and that's kind of the end of the point often made. But what's the consequence of that?
If you want to talk about microplastics and nanoplastics, which are the smaller again, so they get everywhere. They are effectively all over the place in the water, in the air, in our cells, in the placenta between a mother and a child. Now, because they're so small, the research on them, there's research ongoing. There's no causal links found between things, and I'm not a medicine person or medical person. I'm not going to start traipsing into there, but one would assume, and certainly seems to point to, that plastics inside our bodies aren't something we necessarily want. So if you discount the rest of the environment and everything else and just think solely about the human animal, there we are awash now with these little plastics. And this has only come around in the last couple of decades. Like, since 1950, there's been 8 billion, they reckon, sorry, about 10 billion tons worth of plastic has been produced, 8 billion of which has turned into waste. That waste is still in this planet. It hasn't gone anywhere else. It's just getting smaller and smaller and working its way into everything.
Ian O'Doherty, like I say, is with us as well. Ian, have you stabbed yourself around the mouth yet with one of these plastic bottle caps?
No, I feel like stabbing other people around the mouth. The people who came up with this idea. Honestly, Kieran, here's the thing. There are people working in the EU who are paid to come up with these ideas. There are people working in the EU who are paid just to make life that little bit more irritating. And I genuinely assumed... It was where I've come across it most is on the in milk cartons. And if I'm making a cup of coffee and the cap won't come off, half the time the cap gets in the way of the milk, so I end up spilling the milk on the counter. I then start muttering darkly to myself and shouting at the dogs. I genuinely thought it was a flaw in the manufacturing.
You thought there was a problem in the factory that the cap wouldn't come off?
Yeah. So I just rip it off. So... Basically, it has made no more difference to me other than the fact that the dogs get grumbled at a little bit more when I spill milk on the counter because I just rip it off anyway. And I think that's what most people do. Most people won't know that this is the latest EU brain fart, to make our days a bit more irritating. They will just assume that it's a problem with in the manufacturing process.
But
I'm totally down and on board with, you know, stopping. I'm more interested in environmentalism and plastics than I am in climate change, for example, because the environmental issues are things that we actually have a direct impact on and we can change. I'm very careful about recycling, but it's a bit like even the... I know this is an issue that you've had some fairly trenchant opinions on, is the recycling of the cans. When the machine works in your local Spar or Tesco or whatever, why are we paying for a recycling bin? You know, I'm paying... I don't know how much I'm paying a month for a recycling bin. When I have to go up and do the walk of shame in my local Tesco and put in the empty cans, when the machine works, which 50-50 of the time it doesn't. Like, these are things that are just, they're not the biggest issues in the world, right? I mean, they're not something to, you know, man the barricades over. But it's the small issues that drive people mad. And these are small issues that just seem almost factory designed to annoy people.
Is it not that they're designed to remove plastics from the environment, the world around us, and all those bottle caps that, as Colin says, are not getting recycled? And just one of the consequences is that they annoy us a little bit.
Well, it's both and neither, to be honest with you. What difference does it make, really? You know, like, I mean, I know what the other guest was saying about how loose caps can maybe slip through the recycling process or whatever. Well, that improved the recycling process. Now, this isn't something I go to bed at night thinking about, and it's not something anybody else goes to bed at night thinking about. But it's just another example of, like, it was only yesterday, and I spilled milk on the counter, and I was like, oh, Christ, here we go again, you know. And I didn't realise until I did a bit of research on it that it was actually a deliberate EU tactic to get me to spill my milk. And I'm going, thanks, EU, you're great.
Eamon in Kilkenny says, they can no longer pull the cap off when you buy a soft drink at a concert. Mark says, more things to annoy Joe Public. If it's such a problem, ban plastic bottles altogether and let us use glass. Loads of sand available to make bottles. I hate the new caps. Annoying, unnecessary, says somebody else. Have some common sense, Ian, another listener suggests. Move the lid away from the flow of the milk. It's not rocket science. Or just buy a jug, is the helpful advice from somebody else. Colin, look, Ian is right. I hope nobody is keeping themselves awake at night. And these are very much kind of first world problems. At the same time, people are irked by the DRS thing, a lot of people, and the machines being out of order, which I experienced at the weekend. And they're equally irked by things like cardboard straws. And again, I don't want to kind of over-egg the pudding. Nobody's losing sleep over cardboard straws. But everybody has got a certain amount, or every movement has a certain amount of political capital. And if you're irking people with lots of little things, there's an argument then it's harder to do the big things, isn't it?
I agree, yeah. I mean, there is an element of, you know, the pebble in the shoe with stuff like this. And really, it all comes down to communication, I think, a lot of it. Now, like Ian says, yeah, it can be annoying, right? And there's no getting away from that. But how annoying is it? I'm not trying to propose everyone should have more annoyance in their lives or anything like that. But, like, when you think about, what was it, 30, 35 years ago when they decided with the cans, the ring pulls used to come off and be separate, and then they tethered them to that because that was an issue. It's the same kind of thing with the bottle caps and the plastic bottles, right? So they're not going to be separate anymore. It is something we get used to. And in fact, I find myself with my own milk at home, I just rip the cap off and then I'll put it back on because I think a lot of people don't do that. I just do it as a matter of course. With plastic bottles now, I think when you're putting them through the reverse vending machines, it's better to have the cap on. People would do that anyway. But if you really want to rip it off, I mean, I'd say a fairly strong 2-year-old could do it, right? So it's not like it's not a Gordian knot there, for, you know, trying to disrupt your morning coffee. I agree. It can be annoying, and one hopes that people just, you know, we can get used, we can get over it because. And Ian said it as well. Look, there are much bigger issues. This is important. Like, getting rid of plastic out of the waste stream is important. Like, plastic is a good material. It's plastic pollution. That's the issue. And these are things we have to address, really.
John says that those plastic caps are a right pain in the arse. If they left the plastic a bit longer, it would not get in the way when you go to drink out of the bottle. No point crying over spilled milk, says Barry. That's directed at you, Ian. Surely the best thing is not to use plastic in the first place. What, Ian, do you say to Colin's point, which actually is a good one, I hadn't thought of it, that probably similar grumblings were made over the ring pulls on the cans, that it interrupted the continuous flow of my Coca-Cola into my digestion system all those years ago, and we just got used to it.
I can't remember a time when you could actually remove the ring pull out anyway, you know.
You're not that young, Ian. Come on now.
You know, no, but I am that innocent, Kieran. You know. No, but I think, I mean, again, the way a can pours these days doesn't make it, you know, like, it's fine. It's absolutely grand. It's, and, you know, nobody's going to be mildly irritated because the ring pull stays on the can, whereas people are mildly irritated. Or maybe I'm just a mildly irritable person. I'm mildly irritated when, you know, I spill the milk or whatever. And as I said, I mean, it's interesting. I'd be curious to find out or to know how many of our listeners actually knew that this was a new EU directive and they hadn't just thought that standards had slipped in the factory.
Yeah, well, 087 1400 106, did you realise what was happening when you opened that bottle of milk or a bottle of pop or whatever it happened to be and the cap didn't come off? Ian O'Doherty, columnist of the Irish Independent, Colin O'Brien, coordinator with Voice. Thank you both very, very much. I think it's a great idea. Don't lose my caps and it's much, much better, says somebody else. This listener says, God love anyone with a disability. You need one hand to lift the carton to pour it and you need the other hand to hold the cap out of the way. That is true, actually. I'm drunk out of a couple of plastic bottles in the last few weeks. You do tend to use your other hand, a second hand, to pull back the cap if you didn't have that second hand or it didn't have the same strength in it or the same dexterity because of a disability, you might be goosed. It's a good point and well made. 087 1400 106. Stop buying plastic bottles. Everything that comes in a plastic bottle is muck, except maybe for water and milk. But you can always drink tap water from your own refillable bottle. I doubt many people drink milk straight from the carton. One of the great, great joys in life is drinking milk straight from the carton.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.